Hello.
Hi, the Expo was in San Francisco?
Yes, it was. It was in
Thank
San
you.
Francisco.
Could I have your name, please? There's several beeps came in there. Hello?
Yeah, Bill and Eugene.
Bill, how are you doing?
Hi, good. Thank you.
Someone else check in?
This is Wynn, and guess what? We're on the air.
Okay, good.
People are hearing us talk. We are in front of the public, and this is Monday night. We are on, aren't we, Seth? I assume we are. You said we were going on. This is a Monday night conference call with Winfrey moderating, and it's a, what do I call it? Scott, I am going spacey today. It is a simulcast, thank you, between a telephone conference line and an internet broadcast, and we're going to spend an hour with nothing happening, okay? And we have to figure out how to spend an hour of nothing. And for those of you that are familiar with the creation of the universe, you know that it all started from nothing, chaos. So that, since there's no time, time is an illusion, and some of us want to recreate our lives. The best, one way to do that is to go back to chaos and recreate. And so on this call, at least, we're making an attempt to go back to chaos, but not to stay there, but to use a higher perspective of another timeline that allows us to recreate energies in this timeline that are missing. No one knows what I'm talking about, right? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Sounds like chaos to me.
Sounds like chaos, right. Well,
yes.
Thank you. Let me see. The last person I heard check in was Bill. And who else?
You got Gene.
Gene in South Dakota, right?
South Dakota, right. And Kathy.
Kathy, okay.
Anna from Berkeley.
And Anna.
With Lisa.
Lisa. Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
And Margaret from San Francisco.
Okay.
That's all I have.
Okay.
You see, so,
and who is that? Did I hear someone else?
When this is Aaliyah from Missouri.
Hi, Aaliyah.
There are 18 participants in the conference.
You know what? I love names that become alliterations, right? Because now we have Hi Aaliyah, we have Hi Gene, right? So we have racetracks, and what else do we
Format?
Have?
Format.
Hygiene, clean hands, and racetracks, right? And this is Wynn. I would like to say your name and your city.
Carol in Ohio.
Hi, Carol. And we haven't missed anybody, right?
Yeah,
no.
Emmy in Tucson.
Emmy, okay.
Emmy in Tucson. Hi, Emmy.
Hi.
Now, you're the mother of these two other beautiful people that come in on our line, right?
Yeah.
And that's Karen in Tucson and
yeah.
Mary Ann in Chula Vista.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. How did you do such a good job?
Well, I guess I was very strict.
You were strict?
Yep.
I see. Tell me something about those two guys when they were growing up, okay?
Right.
Tell me something that they would like say, like really make them sentimental.
Well, they had a European bringing up.
A European?
What
country?
Germany.
Germany. But they weren't brought up in Germany, right? They were brought up here.
I was.
You were.
Mm-hmm.
So you brought them up in a European background, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Did they eat a lot of Wiener Schnitzel?
Oh, yeah.
No Wiener Schnitzel?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Some bratwurst.
Marianne, are you on the line?
Yes.
Now, are you going to let your mother talk about you this way?
Yes, we had lots of Wiener Schnitzel and sauerkraut.
Wiener Schnitzel and sauerkraut, okay. All right. See, we're still in chaos, right? We're still, well, but it's part of putting energies together. And now we don't have Karen on the line tonight, do we?
No, not tonight.
Okay. So, Emmy, what city in Germany were you brought up in?
I was brought up in Landshut, that is near Munich.
Munich.
But I'm actually a refugee from East Germany.
From East Germany. Were you in Germany in the Second World War when all that was going on?
Oh, yeah. I was 9 years old.
9 years old.
When the war was over.
Uh-huh. I see. When you're 9 years old, I shouldn't even talk about. Well, were people political? I mean, like the German people today, people say that what's going on in our country now was somewhat similar to what went on in Germany at that time.
Well, when I was raised in Germany, in East Germany, you did not discuss politics or religion. That was
mm-hmm.
our.
So I'm really screwing up, aren't I?
We're moving from chaos here.
We're moving from chaos, okay. We're discussing politics, and well, we've started to discuss politics, and but I'm not gonna ask you about religion, okay?
No, I mean that was forbidden.
Forbidden.
You would be picked up. If you
mm-hmm.
had any political or religious opinion
mm-hmm.
in 44, 43.
Mm-hmm. I'm probably the worst guy in the world, because when I meet somebody and they say, well, what do you do? And I say, I'm an author. And then they say, oh, what's your book about? And the first thing I say is, what's your religion? because I'm afraid of how to talk about it. If someone is very committed to a certain point of view.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we've been doing something really interesting on this line. And it's really that as I do it, I'm learning, even though I'm facilitating it, I'm learning. Because it's like, in spite of myself, I'm becoming part of a group. And, I can feel the energy of this line, you know, in between our calls, and I can feel the people. And you know, they've told us that this is kind of the way that Group Souls got started, because there was a group down in this realm that was all separate, and people started to come together for a higher purpose. And they started to get feeling each other, they got intuitive, and they got to the place where they were creative. In other words, that we have a group energy, and we have a group intention, and we can create things that would be maybe difficult or hard for any of us to create on our own. That the group energy is actually what lifts us into the higher realms or the higher dimensions or the other timelines that are the precursors to this timeline. And, you know, since we're just being chatty, you know, these calls are different all the time, so since we're just being chatty on this call, I thought I would call on... somebody like Terry. Terry, are you there? She probably won't talk.
Yeah, I'm here.
Who said, please don't call on me? She didn't want to talk. So, Terry, do you have any experience like I'm talking about? Like, you know, did you ever feel alienated from everything and then suddenly there's a group you're a part of?
Well,
you're still alienated from everybody, right?
Sometimes, yeah, I do, and then it's gradually as like there's groups that I'm part of,
mm-hmm.
like the Green Healing is really good.
Mm-hmm. For those that are listening on BBS, Terry is one of the people that is. Channeled the Elohim in our group, and she used to be a regular person, and then I have this.
I still am a regular person.
you're still a regular person.
Yes.
Okay. And then suddenly, this voice started speaking to me through her, that was coming from. And they said, well, you know, if a voice speaks to you, where do you know where they're coming from, right? How do you know who's talking? But they did say that their name was the Elohim, and that when we looked up the word Elohim, we found Creator God of this realm, the God of the Old Testament. And I think that neither Terry or I completely believed that that was true. And, did you believe it was true when it first happened?
Well, I wanted to get acquainted with them and see more about them because, you know, for months I was wondering if I could trust them and if their information was correct. And I just had to keep checking it out. And, then I started doing some readings, and I was going, how do I know that's right? And but after months and months, it got so that I recognized their frequency, and they had an awful lot of love.
Mm-hmm. So you could feel love in their frequency. Are you there, Terry? Hello, Terry? Terry? Okay. She's probably going under a tunnel. And, of course, you know what tunnel she's going under, right? What tunnel is Terry going under? The tunnel of love. All right. Okay,
good.
We're still in chaos today. And corny chaos. Terry, let us know when you come back. There she is. Terry?
Yeah, I'm driving and the signal keeps fading out. I'm
I told
driving between
I,
big buildings.
I told everybody you must have gone under the tunnel of love. Because that's the last thing we were talking about.
Hope springs eternal.
Hope springs eternal, right. So, how long were we doing this before you decided that they were real and legitimate?
Well, I felt like, a part of me felt like they were all the time, and then, you know, it took about, I don't know, 9 months or more for me to really, you know, it was a gradual thing of trusting them more and more.
Mm-hmm. So, now that I put Terry on the spot, who else should I put on? I'll tell you what. I will let people volunteer. Somebody that's been paying attention to what we've been doing over a period of time, you know, I always tell people, don't believe any of this and check it out. Somebody who's paid attention has been checking it out. What made them move into the space where they said, hey, I think this is legitimate, and I think who they say they're talking to, they're really talking to? And what puts you over the edge? I should say, while you're thinking about that, in case there's people that are tuning in to BBS Radio for the first time. My name is Lynn Free, and I am the, one of the things I am, is the principal author of the book, The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. And if you know who Edgar Cayce is, the book presents the kind of fairly well proof for most people that read it that Edgar Cayce is back in the world as a young man by the name of David Wilcock, that the same source that was speaking through Cayce is speaking through David, and that while I was writing the book and trying to figure out if everything was legitimate in what I was writing, a voice started speaking to me through Daphne and then through Terry that identified itself as the Council of Elohim. They said they were the creator God of this realm, that they were the they existed outside of time. So if you can imagine that, that we are here in time and they are outside of time. So as we go through time passing, they're just there, and time isn't passing for them. So we may have gone through hundreds of thousands of years of reincarnation in different lifetimes, and there is this energy that has been there, that has paid attention to us, that has watched us, which is called the Elohim, that supposedly is speaking to me and saying, here, and giving a lot of guidance on how it works and how to connect with them and that, and how to feel them in your space. Because this realm has gotten kind of screwed up, according to them, and probably according to many of us in here, in this realm. And so we seem to need interaction with them to help unscrew the realm up, to bring in these higher energies, these interdimensional energies. We need interaction with dimensions outside of this realm because that's where light energy comes from. And so they've been kind of teaching us how to do this. So does anyone else want to share what was the point where they were paying attention to what we were doing and they said, I think this is real? Because I don't think anyone can think it's real the first time they hear it. They might consider it, but they have to observe it for a while. So anyone want to share that?
This is Anna in Berkeley. And what has made a huge difference to me is the upliftment of the group energy. All of a sudden, I'm living my life in a completely different way. And like the last 3 days at the Whole Life Expo, the people I met were like on a different level than has ever happened to me before. And all these kind of tremendously synchronistic things are coming into my life that makes me really hold that the things I'm hearing are really near and near the truth. So I just feel lots of shifts, on, I think, in the realm of especially relationships and being able to communicate.
Thank you so much. So what made the shift for you was when you could feel a shift in your life.
Right. I felt like this idea of what a group energy could do is so awesome to me. And I just started noticing things that I really couldn't believe it could be this good just in my everyday life.
Mm-hmm.
So I started paying attention to that.
Now, if there's anyone listening on BBS Radio that's listening for the first time, it's like we're doing conference calls every night of the week, but not on BBS Radio on a conference line. And that there's kind of a reference point of energy on this line. And the people that tend to check in, that can hold the energy of checking in for a period of time, usually start
to notice a change. It's kind of like in our souls are interweaving or blending energies, the parts of us in other realms. And for a while, I would just say, okay, now we're going to do that. And I would invoke the energies of the Elohim group and the Ra group, and then people could feel the energy. And then as this kept happening, they would hold that energy. I would say the energy was like a reference point of a certain kind of truth. And then they would hold it, and then things would start shifting in their lives, as it has for Anna. Of course, Anna, have you become an expert on computers yet?
I have to ask for help.
Okay.
I don't know. I feel I'm not even in kindergarten. I don't know what.
See,
I have difficulty with technology, but I'm.
I know you'll be enlightened when you become a master at the computer.
Okay, I'm going to open my laptop tonight.
No, I'm kidding you, Anna. I think there's a lot of masters of computers that are not enlightened. Thank you for coming forth and sharing. Does anyone else want to come forth and share?
Hey, Wim, this is Jackie.
Okay.
I wanted to say that, you know, I read your book, and then I got the question and answers with the Elohim. And when I read that, it really felt very profound to me, the information, and that compelled me to get on the line. And the energy that came across on the line was really uplifting, and the entire group felt that the energy was very uplifting. But over time, what really convinced me was I started to develop a personal relationship with Ra and the Elohim. I would, you know, through a state of prayer or meditation, try to communicate with them directly. And even though I'm not a channeler or psychic or anything like that, I really felt their presence in my life in a personal way. And the amount of synchronicities that appeared in my life was amazing. You know, questions I needed answered, the answers just would appear immediately. So this whole thing is just really very real and tangible. So that's my experience.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing it. I know years ago that I had this idea that we're all one.
All callers are muted.
And I remember that there was the idea of it, but there was not the understanding of how do you manifest that? How do you create a circumstance of that? And I remembered in particular I had a couple friends that used to say, oh, you know, you're going to just turn into one big glob and lose your individuality. And I used to think about that, and I said, but you know what? The more you're one with everything, the more people, it's like a duality, the more people see your individuality. And to go from that idea, which was just a mental idea, to like experiencing being a co-creator in this realm with those forces in the other realms that created this realm is a fairly amazing accomplishment, is not the right word, phenomena, and that all of us who have been checking into this line, to some extent or another, have volunteered to do that role and to play a part in repairing this realm. Repairing this realm means bringing in those higher energies, the higher vibrations that we always do when we call on the light, and use our own physical bodies to help anchor them in our space and to allow other people to feel these energies and to allow the earth to feel these energies and to allow the Elohim and the Ra, who are two of the principal radiators of this energy, to interact with us energetically and to use us. And of course, that doesn't mean that we're perfect. In fact, we're far from it. I'd be the first volunteer to say far from perfect. And I think that we're getting a chance to work in our lower levels, the parts that are still distorted, and repair them. It's like each of us exists as a spirit form before we came into this realm. And at some point, our spirit forms were probably in better shape than they are right now. Now, that may not be true for everybody, but probably for most of us, that was true. And since there's no time, if we are moving into no time, and if we're moving into chaos, then we're moving into the area where we're recreating, we have the ability to recreate ourselves from the place where prior to all the distortions we picked up in this realm. In which case, we're now transcending karma. We're now, karma is a product of this realm. It's part of the energy imbalance that we create from one lifetime to another that we carry with us. And I'm like presenting the idea that by moving up the timeline, we start to move beyond what we could call our karma. And we become the energy of our own creation prior to all the distortions that we have vented on ourselves over our many lifetimes. And that one of the side effects of these calls and making these kinds of connections is that we are all learning, I shouldn't speak for everybody, but many of us are learning to see ourselves from these other timelines. And as we view ourselves, we are now, that's a first step in recreating ourselves. Because now we can see ourselves beyond the very distortions that we've been trapped in for our entire lives. And of course, we have the support and help of these two huge energies, these two group energies that have been made themselves known to us and identified themselves and become rather familiar to those of us that have stayed on the line repetitively. And for people that are listening on BBS, there's always somebody that's probably maybe feeling this energy. And if you're feeling it, if you're feeling in space, then consider the idea that the energy that you're feeling is actually an energy that's coming from outside of time. It's the part of you that exists outside of time. See, the whole universe is one. So we exist, theoretically, we exist at all points in it. But the illusion of this realm is that we've cut ourselves off from that existence. And we feel separated. And
it's a habit that's hard to get out of once you get to it. And apparently, it's a habit that most of us have participated in for many lifetimes. So we are like reweaving ourselves, reweaving our matrices so that we can clear those distortions that are in time and start operating from a higher vantage point. And that changes everything around you. You then start recreating your environment, your friends, your family, your relationships, and even your job and your community. People start seeing and feeling you differently. And those of us that have been on the light body activations know that we have access to those energies very, very regularly. I won't say everyone. I don't like to say that everyone is having that experience, but many of the people are having that experience in that thing of reaching back. And even though we haven't been very good and reliable in keeping all the tapes on time, not because we're being irresponsible, but because we're just balancing a lot of energies, and maybe we could say the lower levels of distortions of the people that are at the center of this are kind of rising all to the surface and being balanced to do these things. So this is a big thing to put into this realm. And that's what they say, and I think it is, because I don't see other people doing it like this and working so directly with the energies and working so directly with the reduction of barriers that complete strangers have that suddenly start helping and working with each other energetically and in another ways. So, let me see here. Kerry, are you on the line?
All callers are unmuted.
Kerry?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Are you driving?
No, I just got in the parking lot.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
A parking lot of your home, right?
Yeah.
I thought so. You know, is this, are you open, even though I said I wasn't going to do this, you can say no in front of everybody, but do they want to say anything to it? Do they want to say anything to us? Am I inspiring anything?
Well, I don't have the proper invocations and everything, so
I'm going to pass right now. I can do that. Would you like me to do that? But
well,
I don't want to put you on the spot.
I was driving most of the night last night.
you're tired, right? Terry went to the Circle Center at Matthews. You want to share with people? Everyone goes to, probably everyone on the line goes to the Wednesday night call with Matthew, and he was having a training session with his teacher at the Circle Center. Do you want to share any of that?
His teacher, his name is Ken, and he has an immense amount of wisdom that has been passed down through the Hungarian mystic center. Ancestors pass it down to ancestors. It's, I think, like 36,000 years of history. And he has 40 years of practice as a clairvoyant, and he's put together a whole package to teach this. And Matthew took it 8 years ago, and he was on the course for 5 years, going through exercises and studying the whole thing. So in the class, over the 2 weekends, he has different processes to teach the students clairvoyance and how to read people. And they include different things from like the colors people wear, the dress, how they dress, the way they put the colors together. The consciousness extends everywhere, and so, like, he'll send people out to do readings on people at the restaurant. They sent me out on one lunch to check out the energies in a vortex right near the center, and to see how the energies were coming together there, which was, it was really a nice experience. And there's an explanation of how one can improve their abilities to see what's there. So that's a little bit of it. He teaches a beginning class, and then he teaches a more advanced class. And then he can, offers an apprenticeship where people can study with him, and they don't have to be right in the same city or anything, because he can give them assignments wherever they are and talk over the phone with them. So that's a little bit about it.
Mm-hmm. So did you excel in the class, or were there other people as good as you in terms of this?
Well, it was amazing that a number of the people, like, really excelled in the class.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, because he's a good teacher, too, and so he teaches you how to, you know, what to work with, different things you can work with, and how you can see things. So, it's like it was an amazing class. The people were quite gifted that were in it.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for sharing. I think we're still in chaos, Terry. Let's see. This might be a good moment. We're talking about recreating yourself. And maybe each of you on the line could think of an area that is still karmic, that is still bound by, still is a problem area for yourself. And think of that area and look at it. And right now, let's bring our energies together in a group energy. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each one of us, and that any negativity be taken to the higher realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe to the center of our galaxy, through our bodies and to the center of the earth. And right now, those of us who are free-willing to do so, we create a group energy. We invoke a group energy amongst all of our spirits. And we invite those positive service to other sources, the Elohim group and the Va group, to join with our energies. And we now can move ourselves as if we were on an elevator into those higher timelines
And as we do this...
All callers are muted.
Let's take a look at the parts of ourselves that are distorted, so to speak. The places where we have problems or issues. And let's shut our eyes and move our energy from these higher timelines and surround these areas of lower levels of creation. And for some people, it might be a disability, a health issue. Let's ask for recreation and healing of our health issue. Put that health issue in the light and let it go. For some of us, maybe it's an obstacle that you've encountered over and over and over and over again in your life. And whichever way you turned, that obstacle was in your face. So let's look at that obstacle and put it in the light. Let's ask for the help and support of our two soul groups in releasing that obstacle for the highest good of all concerned. Some of you have areas of deep pain and trauma, areas of past life memories. You don't remember the past life, but you remember the pain. And it's been coming forward from one life to the next. Right now, let's see ourselves as outside of the time prior to where that was created. And see that light surrounding that area in your body that's holding that pain. And let it go. Somebody or some of us have someone in our lives that isn't reciprocating our love. And maybe there's a part of you that's creating a block to that. Let's make ourselves worthy. Let's recreate ourselves from outside of this timeline and see if we can't be worthy. Actually believe that you are part of all that is, part of God in a body. And that when you know that, when you experience that, you can no longer be unworthy. And your worthiness will attract things to you that are worthy. It will attract success. It will attract love. You are worthy of being successful, if that is your area of desire. You are worthy of being loved. As we're working on these things, we ask for the support and help of the Elohim group and the Ra group, that each of us can free ourselves from the constrictions that we have created for ourselves in lower timelines. Karmic patterns. On that note, we are on BBS Radio. My name is Wayne Free. We are doing this conference call every week at this time. And those that are listening that would like to read our website, higher-vision.org. We have a couple more minutes on the air. We can go around and put things in the light. And those of you that would like to share what you had in your mind as we were clearing, asking for clearing of our lower levels of distortion, if you want to, you could say that, because many people have the same things. And I know sometimes there's this illusion that everyone else has it together but me or you. And even though we come on this line and we're spiritual, we are still all going through similar things in our own ways, particularly because we've chosen this path and it's surfacing things. So I'm going to unmute everybody.
All callers are unmuted.
And let's see. Suzanne, would you like to share anything, put anything in the light? Suzanne has disappeared. Okay, Terry.
I would like to put in the light everyone that is struggling to overcome something. Maybe there is some kind of way they react that they don't understand. And they have a hard time. They don't even know why they react that way. Well, in general, it's because something has happened earlier on where they've gotten some kind of a belief and it's been totally forgotten. Some kind of an incident. And something's triggered it this life. And so it's carried forward. And I just like to put everybody in the light that's carrying anything like that around and say that it's possible to clear it. That's all.
Thanks, Terry. It's 6:51, so we're going to say goodbye to everyone that's listening on BBS Radio, and thank you for joining us. And feel free to find out our phone number and call in on the lines directly. We're doing these lines every night. They're all different. This is the one that I moderate. The Tuesday night call, we read a channeling of Quo. The Wednesday night call, we have a live channeling with Matthew. Sunday, we do a grief healing. So feel free to join us. And if you check on our website, there's information on how to access the phone numbers. That's higher-vision.org. Mary Ann, would you like to put something in the light?
Yes, I'd like to send love and light to everyone on the line. I would like to put Tiffany in the light, Jared, Margot, and Victoria. Thank you.
Save, press 1. Message saved. Press 1 to record your greeting. 2 to record your name. 3 to send your greeting to your email. 4 to add...
All callers are muted.
Okay, I just muted everybody. Let me see what happens.
All callers are unmuted.
Robin, would you like to put something in the light?
Yes, Wynn, thank you. I'd like to put everyone that is working on oneness and trying to come together to bring the oneness